Dow Jones dropped 144 points yesterday. Viacom down to $30 a share.
Mm-hmm.
And
having been a little higher than that.
Yes, it was. At one time, it was up close to 80.
80?
But it's not there now.
You know, 80, take away 30.
It's not good. But it's not a $30 stock either.
So. No, it's not.
So, you know,
it's
but then we got a lot more. What?
Nothing.
It's not a $20 stock. Shut up.
It's a joke.
It's about a $60 stock. It really is. But it's not that now.
No, it's not. It's half of that.
We would hope that it sometime, at some point. Tom Shales is appropriately hammered to Peter Jennings, who's, I don't know. I guess Peter Jennings had his former girlfriend, some Palestinian, on here letting her rave on about Israel, and I don't know, it's just probably not a good idea.
Jeez, that's thoughtful.
It's just, if I were Peter Jennings, I would just let Dan and Tom do the news, and I go do something else.
Yeah.
And Bill Maher, who, Charles and I, Bill Maher, his dad used to be our news editor.
Yep.
And so we've known little Billy since he was a little child.
That's true.
And he wasn't very bright then, and he's not very bright now.
Apparently not.
No, he's not. The problem with Bill Maher is that he thinks he's smarter than he is. And that's dangerous. It's very dangerous for him. And, you know, he thinks he's a wise ass, and he's, but he's, and I it's almost this compulsion to be controversial, and he tries way too hard.
Yep.
And in addition to being a fairly unattractive little schmuck, he said, shut up.
He does it in a troll-like figure.
Yes, and characterizing recent U.S. military actions as cowardly, I think at this point we don't need some little punk like Bill Maher making any kinds of statements
absolutely
about
not
anything.
No.
Said